Okay, this is the oral history with Emmett Johnson. Mr. Johnson, when and where were you born?
I was born in the West Indies, Nassau. And then 1930.
In Nassau?
In Nassau. Now it's called the West Indies. It's called the Bahamas.
The Bahamas. That's Bahamas. Right, yeah. And when again was that?
1930.
And... Could you tell me a little bit about what it was like where you lived down there?
Well, it was like hurricane season, and we depend on tourists for work. Mm-hmm. And I had a hard time growing up. And I got my schooling, and then we came to the United States as a child, as a small kid.
How old were you?
I think 2 or 3 years old, something like that.
And how many kids in your family?
There were 5 kids in my family.
Okay, and again, Mr. Johnson, how many kids were that in your family?
We had 5 kids in my family. There were 4 boys and 1 girl.
What did your parents do down in Nassau?
My father was a dock worker, and my mother didn't work at all. She was a
homemaker.
A homemaker, yes.
Okay, and why did you and your family immigrate from Nassau to the United States?
Well, my father came. To better yourself. Yeah. To better yourself. Because there were more work here than it was there.
Okay, you were saying that down in Nassau there really wasn't much work?
No, it wasn't much work.
And why Bridgeport?
I didn't land in Bridgeport. I lived in Florida, and then I lived in New York, and I came from Germantown, Pennsylvania.
Oh, really?
I came from Germantown, Pennsylvania here. Okay. And when I came here, I loved the ocean, and Seaside Park was exciting to me. And I decided to stay here.
Okay,
At that time when I came here, job was plentiful.
Okay. And how old were you when you first came to Bridgeport?
I was about 22.
Uh-huh. So you had traveled around the United States?
I traveled around the United States, yes.
And where did you go to school?
I went to Dorsey High School. I went to Florida, and I also went to school in New York.
Okay, and so you were in your early 20s and you came here for work?
I came here from Pennsylvania, and not knowing that this was an industrial town, that you could work was easy to find work.
Yeah, so this would have been like in the early 50s?
Early 50s, yes.
And whereabouts in Bridgeport did you come to, or did you live when you first came here?
I lived in the south end of Bridgeport. I lived out on Lafayette Street in the south end of Bridgeport. Uh-huh. And my first job here was at H.O. Canfield. And if a job was plentiful, if you didn't like a job or you want more money, you'd leave and walk out of one job and you went into another job.
Oh, and what type of a place was this H.O. Canfield?
It's a rubber factory. Yeah. It produced rubber, all sorts of tank balls and oil rings and...
And what was your job there?
My job was a material handler and a timekeeper.
Uh-huh. And describe, a little bit about what your job would be like, what you would do, when you got in the first thing in the morning.
And first thing in the morning, I would go in, I would get the young ladies set up. They all worked on benches, and I would get them set up with the material. And then I would wait around until they finished one box. Yeah. And I would go get another box. And that way, then I would take it and bring the box, bring all their work, and I would weigh it up.
Yeah.
So they got paid by the percentage of their work.
Piecework?
Piecework. It was a piecework factory.
And how were the salaries there, generally?
The salary was low. You didn't make much money. I can't remember what it was, but the pay was. But the pay scale wasn't that much.
Okay, but did you have a union there?
No, we didn't have a union. There was no, I wasn't in a union. Yeah. No, there was no union in that factory.
And Describe some of the activities, maybe some of the other workers there, with just so we can get a feel of what it was like.
There were guys in the mold room, and it was real hot. It was always, it was like 110 sometime, 115 in the summertime, and it was always, it was very hard work. And I always went downstairs to look in the mold room, and I would say I would never work in the mold room. So eventually, H.O. Canfield moved out of Bridgeport to Virginia. And then at that time, I was looking for another job.
And how long had you been at Canfield?
I've been at Canfield about three and a half years. And they moved from Bridgeport to Virginia.
Okay. And prior to their moving, just a couple other things on this place. Did you have many benefits, insurance?
No, we didn't have much benefits.
Sick days?
No, we didn't have that.
Vacation time?
Yeah, a little vacation time, but it wasn't much sick days and all that benefits.
And
because I never took time off from work anyway. Yeah. I love to work, and I love to, that's the only way I have to support myself. I was single at the time.
Yeah. And how big a company was this?
It was, I would imagine they had around 600-700 people.
Oh, so it was a large.
Yeah, it was a large company.
And where was it located?
It was located on Waterview, on Congress and Water Street.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yes.
So that many people. Do you recall any experience there with maybe strikes or lockups?
No, we didn't have any strikes or lockups. There was no union, that I can remember.
Okay, do you recall any experiences with perhaps discrimination or harassment by the bosses?
I didn't experience any discrimination in my department or the company at that time. Later on in life, I experienced discrimination.
What would you say that the ethnic and racial makeup of the place was? And you know,
it was. I said 60-40 or something like that.
It was 60% white.
White, yes.
40%
yes.
Black.
Yes, most of them worked down in the mold room. And a kick press.
Okay, and you said there were also a lot of women that worked there?
Yes, a lot of women. A lot of women worked in the factory.
Okay, so they left after you were here about 3 years or so.
They left.